This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. We are by far the best radio talk show, I say, on the earth, other than the wonderful, interesting, exciting UFO shows are just late at night driving through Nevada on those old country roads, and there's lightning and a storm brewing, and it's 1 a.m. in the morning. You cannot, you cannot get a better radio show than the UFO type shows. But other than that, Radio Law Talk's the best. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. We're going to talk about New York's mask mandate, talk about Biden's his mandate for COVID-19 vaccine being shot down. We're just going to briefly talk about that. We're going to get into Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She passed away, but there's some interesting news. And then Kelly Clarkson divorce. We're going to get into that with Denise Dirks, our family law attorney. But before we do all that, Cal, everybody comes here for one reason only. That is Radio Law Talk.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah.
All right, there you go, Fred. Thank you. Anthony Bridgewater was a garbage man by profession and a convicted rapist. Broadwater was tried. The best evidence against him was the victim, a certain author by the name of Alice Siebold, who wrote a book called Lovely Bones. Big hit, made her a lot of money. She identified him as her rapist, and an expert said microscopic hair analysis had tied Bridgewater to the crime. Problem is, the type of scientific analysis, in air quotes, has since been deemed junk science by the U.S. Department of Justice. And Siebold said she might have gotten the idea of Bridgewater wrong, but now she can't be sure. Eventually, he was exonerated, and he went to a lawyer to ask if the junk science and the faulty ID might be things about which he could sue the prosecutors and others who brought forth the case. And the victim, the now wealthy Ms. Siebold, who wrote him a book about him called Lucky. And she was informed that she'd picked someone other than the man she previously identified as a rapist. She said the two men looked nearly identical. Sprinkle some junk science on a faulty identification, and it's the perfect recipe for a wrongful action, Broadwater's attorney David Hammond said. That's what he said to a local paper. And then Hammond was asked, is he suing? Does he have a case or no case? Denise, does he have a case or no case? What do you think?
So the question is, does he have a case against the prosecutors?
Against the people who brought the charges, whether it's the police department, the prosecutors, and, of course, she was a victim of an actual crime. No question about that. But does he have a case against the victim?
So against the victim and the prosecutors and the police and all that
stuff? The whole prosecuting apparatus, yes.
I personally don't think he has a case against the prosecutors because they have some limited judicial immunity, if you will, for prosecuting cases if they don't have any intentional acts involved and it was just mere, you know, using what they thought at the time that would have passed the Kelly Fry type of a scientific threshold for evidence. So I don't think that he would have a case against them. Does he have a case against her? No, not either, because when she testified, she honestly testified and thought it was him and all of that, but later discovered that it wasn't. And she came in front of that story and she apologized to him.
What about the scientific company that came up with this hair evidence and said it was totally valid, like as good as DNA. You know, this is a sure, solid method of identifying the rapist. And it later proved to be simply false, not good science. What about, I mean, somebody came up with that, right?
Yeah, somebody did, but I don't know. It feels too remote. They didn't do that just to cause him the injury in this case. It could have been neglect or negligence, I suppose. I'm going to say this just because I want to do something fun.
Okay.
I'm going to say that it is a case and that he wins.
Against Siebold?
They settle.
Okay, fair enough.
Not that he wins, they settle.
All right, Todd Kiernan?
Not against Siebold, against the prosecutors.
Okay, Fred, did you hear the premise of the case?
Yeah, I did a little bit, but just review again one more time, really quick.
Okay, so this lady is raped. She says, this man did it. She points to this man and said, it's him.
Yes.
They used some junk science in the courtroom.
What year?
Involving a hair. I don't know.
She was the author of The Lovely Bones.
Okay.
And she wrote a book called Lucky about her experience of being raped.
Okay.
Okay. And so later they discovered that the hair testing was faulty.
Junk science.
And they exonerated him.
I remember. I think I know this case.
Yes.
And this is a true case. And this is a true situation.
So the question was, can he sue the prosecutors, the police, and all that?
And the victim.
And the victim.
I'm going to say no. I say he tries, but he loses.
All right, Todd? It is a case, but he loses.
Todd, your thoughts.
All right. So a couple of things. Denise mentioned the term Kelly Fry. Those come from two different cases that together establish the standard by which the court has to analyze whether or not scientific evidence is admissible to be presented to the jury.
Okay.
And so if the prosecutor is intending to use this new thing at the time, which is the hair stuff, the defense could object, well, hold on, we got to do a Kelly Fry hearing to determine whether or not this is reliable science. So at the time it was admitted, you referred to it as junk science because it was later determined to be junk science.
At the Justice Department. Right.
But at the time that it was introduced into evidence, the prosecution, arguably over defense objection, I can't imagine the defense wouldn't object. The prosecution was able to argue to the court and get a court determination that it met the standards for reliability of scientific evidence in play at that time when it was admitted.
Okay, so we slice the time and we say whatever was happening within that window. I understand your argument.
So the reason why I put this out is because I don't think that they would have a claim against prosecutors for introducing the evidence because, well, look, we litigated whether it was admissible and a court said it was. If it wasn't, then that would have happened. So I don't think they can file against the prosecutors. I definitely don't think they can file against the victim because of the public policy that would create a victim. Could be prosecuted because of a misidentification. It would put a chilling effect on anybody ever coming forward in legitimate cases. So I don't think that the victim can be sued. And I think that the individual does get monetary compensation for the time that they were in custody, but not because of any lawsuit that was filed. I think he will be compensated by the state because of the wrongful conviction, but no lawsuit was filed to get it other than a request to overturn the conviction, which occurred, and he was exonerated, but no subsequent lawsuit was filed to get it. So for that reason, I say it's no case, but he still gets money.
All right, fair enough.
I have to say this.
Yeah.
That is a great analysis. And I really hope you don't win.
I think I'm in third place after this case or no case.
Well, I think we all know you hope Todd doesn't win, but that's pretty much a given.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about it when we come back. We're gonna find out what's going on with this. That's a very interesting one. I remember this. I think this case is, I thought I saw it recently on the news. So I know it's a case. We'll be back.
All right, thank you for turning on Radio Law Talk. It's heard on radio stations all across the fruited plain, as they say. And it's also available no matter where you are at RadioLawTalk.com. And no charge, you just turn it on and keep listening. And there we go. So stay tuned as the program will continue. Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific.
Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell of your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the quick quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
All right, this is excellent, cool, and very interesting. Not cool as in like what happened, but interesting case and scenario. But I think I'm in a bad way, so go ahead and just drop the news that I lost this one, Cal.
Well, I mean,
you would look at this and say on the face of it, the guy was so wronged and spent a couple of decades in prison because of a faulty ID and because of the junk science, which was the thing that I found interesting about the case, was that all of a sudden, this surefire method, somebody goes, oh, yeah, man, we got this guy. Look at this. It's a match. We got him. The surefire method all of a sudden went awry. So who said it's a case?
I did.
Okay. Well, boy, sad news.
Denise, we lose.
Here's what's interesting. You would think otherwise, but no case. What happened during the sexual assault on Alice Siebold said the attorney for the man was an absolute crime. No one should have lived through it, but she played a significant role in the misidentification. She's a victim of an awful assault, and her testimony made Mr. Broadwater a victim. But Mr. Broadwater said, you know what? I've done my time. I find it in my heart to forgive her. I don't need the stress.
Wow.
No case. What a great human being. I mean, I was so amazed by his answer to there. He said, look, I forgive her.
We should start a GoFundMe account for him.
Don't you think? Something like that.
I'm sure somebody has, I would bet.
Yeah. Well, next hour, we get to go. Next hour, Fred's favorite town, San Pete, Utah. San Pete.
I thought San Pete was in Idaho.
No, that's Sand Point.
Sand Point. Okay, Sand Pete. Yeah.
S-A-N-P-E-T-E.
Where is that? Southern Utah? Yeah,
by St. George.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's next hour on Case or No Case. Now back to the show.
Wow. I like that. Case or No Case is so awesome. We were talking about the mandates, right? Isn't that what we're talking about? Hour number one. We're in hour number two.
We started out talking about the New York, the
right,
mask
New York.
Mandate for
right.
New York.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the Biden issue, we're going to talk briefly about of why the Supreme Court, you know, knocked down his we're not going to get deep into that. We're going to talk more about the issue with the New York City mandate of masks, right?
Yeah, with the Biden issue, when we get to it, I want to talk about obviously what the court said, but more importantly, what the court did not say that people are saying the court said. But with the mask mandate in the Supreme Court or in New York, so there was a decision that came down in New York. The governor had implemented a mask mandate, and there was a decision that came down that said no. That is not a valid mandate. Well, the interesting thing is after that decision, the State Department of Health and the schools are telling the schools, look, despite that, you still need to enforce that because something else is coming down the pike. So you have a state agency who is in the face of a New York Supreme Court decision that says the mandate should not be adhered to, you have a state agency saying, we know what the court said, but you still need to do this, which is creating quite a conflict in New York.
Yeah, because they're appealing that decision.
That is right.
So once the appeal is happening, it stays the impact of the opinion, if you will, and the mask mandate goes back into play. But this, what's really interesting about the New York is there's two state agencies that got very different results by the state Supreme Court. You had the Department of Health and their mask mandate being upheld, and then you had the Department of Education. And the court saying, you don't have authority, Department of Education, to enforce the mask mandate. So it's talking literally about just the agency's responsibility and oversight, and then what they can and can't do. What power do they have?
You know what's interesting? What's interesting about this, if you study this and you're not from New York, it's confusing. Let me tell you why. This is the Supreme Court of New York, and everyone's like, oh, my gosh, it's over. Supreme Court is the lowest court in New York. It goes Supreme Court, Appellate Court, and then that's similar to if you're in California or other states, like a superior court or a lower court. So it's like California's superior court, appellate court. I mean, superior court, appellate court, Supreme Court. New York is Supreme Court and appellate court. I mean, so it's like, wow, Supreme Court said, no, that's just like a normal court. And then what happened is they didn't want to listen to them because they're saying, well, in another Supreme Court ruling, they basically didn't go exactly like this, but they didn't comment on it. So they're like, we're not going to listen to this right now until the appellate court sees it. And they're putting a stay on it, and so that's what's going on. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen. I don't know if they're picking different forms or different, you know, more conservative judges in that county or that area. So
it brings up an interesting question, Denise, that you had touched on, which is the state agency saying, look, we're appealing that decision. And so while we're appealing it, the decision is stayed. So the mask mandate is back. So the question here is, when something is appealed, anything is appealed, is the underlying decision by the lower court level, the decision's now being appealed, is that always stayed pending the appeal? Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
That's right, because the person appealing can make a request by that court to stay its decision pending the appeal. And if that's granted, then that's what happens. So this case is so perfectly set up to where I said, once there are disputes within different territories or different courts, that, and it gets up to the Supreme Court, to state's Supreme Court in this case, then they're going to hear it because there's disputes within the different state courts. And it makes it the decision to be made ripe to make that decision.
Exactly. I think an example of the opposite side where the court allowed the underlying thing to go on. Remember the lawsuits against the wall that Trump was building? And then there was a decision by a lower court that said he can't build it. And then the next court came in and said, okay, well, while that appeal is pending, we're going to let him keep building the wall. And so that was an example where they said, okay, we're going to let it happen versus not letting it happen. So
we're going to be back after this and talk. Let's just move on. Let's talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, my friend. We're going to move on from this, and then we're going to talk. Denise is going to talk about some divorce stuff. We'll be back.
Is Fred being nominated for the U.S. Supreme Court? Well, that's just a tease. That is a true tease. So we'll talk about all of that when we come back on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application. Based on...
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
To the fullest extent possible, stay off the roads.
A powerful nor'easter continuing to barrel its way up the east coast towards the northeast and eventually southern New England, which is expected to get as much as 3 feet of snow in spots. The governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, saying last night,
going to be a very big storm, probably one of the biggest we've experienced in the last few years. Conditions are expected to make travel nearly impossible, and we're urging everyone to stay home.
Because of this storm, over 6,000 flights had been canceled already for Saturday as of earlier in the morning. That's according to FlightAware. A House committee investigating last year's Capitol attack now sending more subpoenas out to another dozen or so people accused of an electoral vote scheme. And this is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. Oh, come on.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
We're back talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, look, everyone knows that listen to this show is my affinity for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I may not have agreed with her on many of her opinions, but I truly think she was a brilliant woman when it came to her mind, right? I think she made one major mistake in her life. Major. Not a minor, major mistake when she came out. And that did throw me and lost a little bit of my luster on my love for Ruth Bader Ginsburg when she came out and politically said negative things about the president. That is not a Supreme Court justice should not be doing that. They're supposed to be politically neutral. Whether they come from a spectrum of left or right, they should not be doing that. Any of them. So that's the only thing I have to say about Ruth Bader Ginsburg I didn't like, other than some of maybe her opinions I may have agreed with, I may not have. But what a brilliant woman and a powerhouse little peanut lady that just packed a punch. And why am I saying all this? I'm going to have to jump on it because right now they are selling her personal stuff. Over 1,000 books from her personal library are coming up. And I've really thought to myself, okay, do I go in there and bid on and buy some of her books? Maybe I should buy the book, her private book letters back and forth to her and I. Should I bid on that book to Dear Fred? I missed you the last time you came to the Supreme Court and got sworn in by Roberts. I would have loved to have sworn you in myself. But you didn't let me, friend. Maybe I should bid on that book or not. But anyway.
Submitting a request. I'd like to place a specified bid on the Harlequin romance novel section of her personal library. You know, the ones where she's... I want to see her annotations there.
Denise, go over some of the things that she's putting up.
She's putting up a lot. It's really, she had quite a library.
Right.
She had, for example, Catcher in the Rye. She had a bunch of different types of books like that that were personal. She had a lot of law books, like she had the Harvard Law Review. That's really, she was in that, so it was pretty exciting. And she also had the first edition of feminist activist Gloria Steinem's 2015 memoir, My Life on the Road. And the inscription from Gloria Steinem says, "To dearest Ruth, who paved the road for us all, with a lifetime of love and gratitude, Gloria." I mean, that's really
special. I think that one's worth money.
That's gonna go
for some money.
That's right. And, you know, the thing about Ruth Bader Ginsburg that's so important for me is just how she paved the way for the start of equality for women. And then it spread from there. Then it went to other people besides women, right? It went to other types of people that needed to have equality. I just really, really think that this is going to be notable, and that auction is going to be something.
Ready for this?
Where they're probably going to have a lot of people involved.
Guess what? Ready for this? The auction already went off on the 27th. I don't have the results. So the one thing that was going up was her personal copy of My Own Words. It's basically a collection of her writings and speeches starting from the eighth grade forward.
Wow. That's super cool.
Can you believe that? And they're saying it'll fetch between $1,000 and $2,000. I'm like, what? I would have probably bid $1,000 on that.
One of the things I think we're going to see, I would be shocked if in the next 5 years we don't see a publication, a book, something coming out showing how the books that she has and that she might have read over her lifetime, how philosophies from any of those books, the claim that how they may have shaped some of her opinions in the landmark opinions from the Supreme Court. I guarantee you there are people out there that are going to be very interested in reading her from her library, books that she read, and they don't have to get the actual book. They just have to get the title of what was in the library, and they can go ahead and read those and then see if there's a correlation between what's in the book and what came in the any judicial opinions.
You know, that'll be a master's thesis for somebody, don't you think, maybe?
It might very well be.
That would be fun.
It might very well be, but I will add this caution. It will be highly speculative, and everybody needs to, if it does come out, everybody needs to read that saying, look, this is pure conjecture, because you can't tell exactly that's what she was thinking. All they're doing is showing, hey, this was here, and then this was said in the book, and then this was in an opinion. We wonder if there's a corollary, but the fact that it would be pure conjecture would not prevent it from being published.
Or prevent it from being interesting and a good read.
That's right.
I found the results. So the results were the total amount, and some of this is going to go to charity, which will probably be great. Total sales of all of her, you know, books and all these memoirs and her writings, $2.35 million was raised.
Wow.
The book that I was interested in, I thought, remember, there's a copy of the 1957-58 Harvard Law Review that she had all her annotations on that she read and she wrote next to it. All right, don't look it up. Cal, how much do you think it went for? Just round numbers. Remember they said?
$5,000.
$5,000.
Okay.
Denise?
No, I think it's, I don't know. I think it's more than that.
Okay.
I think it's probably going to be, surprise us at like $10,000.
What do you say, Todd?
I'm going to say I'll agree with Denise, right around $10,000.
Okay, this was her 1957-58 Harvard Law Review, where she annotated the book $100,312.50.
Wow.
I was off a little.
Whoa.
Wow, that's impressive.
Go ahead, Todd.
Now, these are her personal annotation, her
yes.
handwritten notes. It yes. makes you wonder if you go through those, you know, if there's something, some article written by a person that she didn't like in law school. Dude was such a tool. Just if there's any personal note in there. I want to know who got the Mad Magazine collection.
Okay. I know, that's exactly right. But here's the question, guys. Remember, what's the one I said I wanted that I thought would be interesting? Her writings from eighth grade on,
right.
her personal
yeah, it's
writings.
Like, almost like the diaries.
Right, it's like is her diaries. 81,000, more than 81,000.
Boy, mine would fetch more than that.
I know. Well, yours is kind of.
Well, yours has that whole backyard patio
edgy.
Thing.
Yeah.
I kissed a boy and I liked it today.
So from eighth grade, you know. Oh, yeah. Timmy Johns is so good looking.
Yeah, I know that. I know. Look, they kind of, you know how much they expected to receive, they estimated to receive between $300,000 and $500,000
wow.
in total. They're expecting to receive, and it was over $2.3 million. Isn't that great?
And that legacy is going to go on for her children, right?
Yeah, I assume. Listen to this. Did she ever? I'm looking to determine whether or not. Whether or not she sold a white glove. Did she sell one of her famous white gloves that she wore?
No, it was just her personal library.
Right.
I don't think if I was her daughter, I wouldn't let any of that stuff go.
Yeah.
I would keep the collars that she had. Remember, she had all those distinctive collars
yes.
for over her robe that were really nice, and I would keep her gloves because that was a signature style for Ruth.
You know, some collectors have. I got Michael Jackson's white glove. I got Bader Ginsburg's white glove.
Got a famous doctor's white glove.
Oh, that one's.
I got O.J. Simpson's glove.
There you go. That's usually blue, Cal.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah. Is that the Breathe Easy edition? Yes, it is. Oh, great.
Look, so that is interesting. We've got it figured out. That, you know, I'm looking to see if there's anything else here. But if you want to call in, call us at 855 Law Radio. Or 855-529-7234. Go look at our Instagram or Facebook. But what a great thing. I'm sure her daughter kept some of the money, too, but I don't know how much went to...
Well, what are they going to put up from your collection, Fred? That's the real question. And Denise, what are they going to put up from
your collection? Oh, mine's easy. They're going to put up, like a little piece of wood that I carved on from when I was a little kid. It's got a picture of, it's carved of nothing. It's just round.
Oh. Probably my St. John's suits. I invested a little bit in those kind of classic suits that you can always wear, you know, and there's timeless in essence, and they're worth money.
Mine's from Desert. What about my Desert Industry suits? Do you think
there you go. Yeah, the thrift store suits.
And Todd, it's going to be his Burning Man costumes.
That's
or
just paint.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah, it's just paint.
That's just a bottle of paint and a brush. Come on.
You know, ball brush. Books that were not in the Ruth Bader Ginsburg
yes.
collection might include anything written by Rush Limbaugh. I'm just guessing that wasn't in the collection.
Donald Trump, the Art of the Deal.
The Art of the Deal. Ma, yeah, I don't see that here.
No, It was probably there, and she annotated it to death.
Anything from Clarence Thomas, because she did have the books of other Supreme Court justices in her library, but they didn't mention anything from Clarence Thomas's books in there.
But her and wasn't it Alioto that, and her and Alioto were like really good friends, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, so maybe she had some of his books, but a lot, this wasn't her full library. This was just the things that were taken by people that were primary in her life.
And Thomas might have said, hey, can I have that book back before you go?
Yeah,
I
mean, Kelly Clarkson next. Hang on, we'll be back.
Stay tuned. You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many local radio stations across America and, of course, live on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned as the show will continue in just a few minutes.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, that's dumb.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick
Penny. Love having Denise Dirks here because she is a family law attorney, not like with 1 or 2 years experience, with a lot of experience. Let's talk about Kelly Clarkson. Kind of give a background of, I know Todd's kind of the Kelly Clarkson person that follows her, but what's been going on with this divorce? And this
Careful
is,
there, Fred. That's defamatory.
Which has caused some legal problems for Todd, yes. But that's another story.
I don't know, Fred.
There's more than just that person that you, you know, we know who you like.
Darn straight.
if you want, okay, 855 Law Radio. If you want to know who Todd Kunin likes, or if you do know, for a free T-shirt sent to you in the mail, call us at 855 Law Radio, 855-529-7234. You do not have to be on the air. Just tell Cal who this young woman that Todd talks about all the time that wants to be her official attorney, okay?
And it's a celebrity, so nobody be calling in for people that I actually know, okay?
All right. So if you know that, call in. Okay, go ahead, Kelly Clarkson. Talk about her.
Well, Kelly Clarkson is going through a divorce. And right now, they have an agreement as it involves their children. So that's the good thing. To me, that's, as a divorce attorney, that's the very first thing that says these parents are able to co-parent. They're able to put their children first outside of the dispute and provide for their children. And that makes me happy, because anytime parents come together early to get an agreement on the children, it's a good, it bodes for a better settlement of the whole case, really. We've got some news that is basically saying that Kelly Clarkson is spending all of her time with her attorney after she gets out of her show, and that she is adamant she's not going to give him anything, although he would be entitled to one half of everything during their marriage that was acquired during the marriage.
Do you know if they had a prenup? I don't recall.
No,
if they did or not. Okay.
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay, so that would further support the 50% split. If there's no prenup, then that's just the law.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
That's right. And so what's that issue? It is property division, and it is spousal support. So those two are in there. Now, they were divorced, if you will, or separated prior to the 10-year mark in California that says it's going to be long-term, it's going to be a long-term support. So we know that if this is tried in California, and we know that it's actually going to be a short-term type of a support option, which would be one-half the length of the marriage. So the reports that are out there, too, are saying that Kelly Clarkson is adamant she is not going to pay a dime to him unless the court orders her to do so. Now, is this going to be, it clearly sounds like it's trying to be painted that Kelly Clarkson's stubborn, or she's obstinate, or she's just not willing to share. I mean, it does paint a bad picture. But should that be used against her, Todd?
You know, and that was a question that I had for you as I know, as a criminal defense attorney, and look, I don't prosecute cases or defend cases where my clients are usually in the news making a lot of statements. But I can't imagine any defense attorney that would really relish in the fact that statements are being attributed to my client while the case is pending. It's just like, oh my gosh, that can't help you. It can only hurt you. Just shut up. Okay, that would be my advice to any client I have as a criminal defense attorney. As a family law attorney, when you see a statement, now the statements attributed to Kelly Clarkson that are, it's going to be nasty, and I'm not going to agree to anything unless it's ordered by the court, those are all coming from the infamous source. Sources close to the situation have said this.
Oh, like a tabloid source.
Yeah, a source close to the situation has said this. But
a close friend said.
Even then, Denise, as a practitioner of family law, if you're in a contentious case and you see stuff like this being put out in the press, what's your reaction as an attorney to that?
Well, as an attorney, I would first confirm that that's not happening. Just because the bad press is bad for my client, if I represented Ms. Clarkson, I would want to make sure that it was not happening, that that was not the case. And perhaps get in front of it a little bit to say certain things that have been attributed to Ms. Clarkson are just, you know, undeniably wrong. Something like that. And I would still stay vague on it. I wouldn't get these, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. I would keep it still vague if I said anything at all, quite honestly. But here's the thing. You don't have to settle your case. You guys, they could have a valid dispute as to different facts or values or assets. Maybe he really wants to have that ranch, but he can't afford to buy her out of her half interest in that ranch, right?
Exactly. You're talking about this a ranch in Montana valued somewhere between $17 and $18 million, and he wants to keep the ranch, to actually work it as a ranch, and she wants to sell it and get her equity out of it, and then, however they divvy up the proceeds of the sale, if it's all subject to community property, I don't know. But she wants to get a cash figure in hand, and then we'll talk about how to split that. But that's what she wants, right?
She wants that because his expenses for that ranch are $81,000 a month. And that's basically what she's paying him in spousal support. So if he has that need and he gets to keep the ranch, he's going to continue to have that need as long as possible, right?
Probably.
So that's why it's tied together. It looks like, I can't say this for sure, but it looks like the spousal support and the property issues are all intermingled, which makes it extremely difficult to settle. Now, the other thing that I want to say specifically is Kelly Clarkson has her right to a day in court, and it's before a judge, not before a jury. So public opinion is not going to come into play if it goes before the judge. And so I think it's really important for everybody to kind of keep in front of that, because if she's being attributed these things, it should not have a consequence at all.
Yeah. I mean,
except for maybe attorney fees.
Yes.
Right.
Essentially, the claim, I'm not going to pay a thing unless ordered by the court, that might seem like invective or a nasty thing to say or spiteful or whatever. But when you remove all of the adjectives of that statement boils down to this. Law says I'm entitled to have a judicial determination of the separation of these assets. I have a right to that determination, and I am exercising that right. And nobody should ever have things held against them in a court of law because they're exercising their right to be there.
In other words, I have a right to say I'm going to exercise that right, just like a criminal would say, look, I'm not guilty of this crime unless a jury says I am.
That's
or whatever
exactly
it may be.
It.
Absolutely.
And there could be questions of fact here, too, that have to have findings. Like, did she get the... She was American Idol, which predated the marriage. And, you know, I mean, we're talking about there's a lot here. This is a lot to unpack. There's been some sour notes because her manager for a period of time was her ex-husband's father. So there is some, you know, kind of controversies around that and how much goes to the management and then how much goes to the ex-husband. And, you know, those are complicated issues. Definitely they're going to have more than likely some kind of financial expert's testimony. And if they have dueling experts, his says this and she says that, they're going to end up in court. They're going to have to make a factual determination, and the court is the one that's going to do that.
Exactly.
All I got to say is I've been looking at Kelly Clarkson's ranch. I saw it on some pictures, and I've watched the YouTube of it. It's in Montana, and it's, I don't know, maybe it's just the videos they showed, but it's not really that nice. It's kind of out.
How many acres?
I don't know, but it's basically shows that it's it's like kind of wide open, no big mountains around it, at least what I saw. I'm just not impressed. I think it should be some beautiful, you know, Montana. And maybe it's pretty during the summer.
Well, if it's $18 million, that's pretty much the city of Helena, the state capital. I mean, you know.
No, but you know, $18 million in Montana, believe it or not, Cal is not some big, beautiful
ranch. Not anymore.
Ranch,
I used to live there.
$100 million.
And if you want that ranch to be a working ranch, you don't want mountains. You want it flat. I don't want those cows doing anything that might work the fat off. I want those things as fat as I can so I can sell them and make my money. A mountain. No, these cows are not going to be doing aerobics.
It's just the house didn't look fancy or anything. Anyway, We come back. We're going to hour number three. We're going to have another case or no case. And we're going to talk about a Virginia woman that got a temporary restraining order slapped against her. We'll be back.
Third hour of Radio Law Talk, as Fred just told you, is coming right up here on many local radio stations and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. So we'll be back at 6 after, wherever you want to listen. Thanks.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.